Welcome, folks. Today we are going to discuss promotional strategies. What are the learning objectives of the chapter today? We are going to learn about the basic formulation of promotional strategies, understand new product development concepts, how different new product development processes. We are going to understand what different promotional strategies are used differently, how they're used, what are their benefits, know what activities involved in development of effective communication processes, know about various tools used to develop the promotional mix. Now, let's get to the basics of promotional strategies. Stated earlier in Chapter 3, hospitality and travel industry is characterized by seasonal aspects. So that has to be kept into mind when you're formulating a promotional strategy. The aspect being business cycle factor. Typically, a business cycle consists of various stages. Growth. First is the introduction of the business. Then there's the growth of the business. Then the peak, which is the maturity of the business. And then there is the decline. So we'll go through different cycles of the product cycles, and the different promotional strategies which are used at different stages. So, give you a brief illustration of the same. Time is a factor which depends on product and services. So, for a restaurant, the maturity time period is smaller, hotel maturity time period is larger. So, let's get on to the basic promotional strategies, the product life cycle itself. So, let's talk about introduction. The launch period of a product. You build a product, you build a restaurant, you build a new hotel, it's the launch period. It's a new hospitality product. You're opening it fresh, so it's launch, it's brand new, it's got novelty factor. Once you've got the novelty factor, then you get into the growth cycle. Growth cycle is the new product has to then grow. People have to accept it, consumers come, they consume, they like it, they appreciate it. The concept becomes bigger, better, and gets established. Once it is established, it has reached its maturity stage, where it's at the peak. It's reached its potential. It can't grow further. So its growth slows. It slows. It was growing at 10% per month earlier. Now it is now growing at 1%. So it's reached its maturity cycle. Then the decline comes, when the product is no longer viable any longer. It doesn't satisfy the needs of the customer. There are newer products and fresher products come into direct competition with the old product, which is causing it to decline. People need better products. Better benefits are coming from other products. So that's the decline cycle. Sales falls as it declines. Now, at that point of time, the management has to decide whether, you want to continue with the product. Every restaurant has a life cycle. Whether you want to continue with the product, upgrade the product, change the product, or you want to shut it down completely. It differs from company to company. And even in decline stage, profitability completely differs from company to company. Reasons for high failure rate of new product in hospitality. There are many reasons for it. You have incompetent people who started the product. They're inexperienced. They don't know what they're doing. Over-enthusiastic. Over-optimistic. They're young. Just want to do everything in a hurry. They don't do their market research properly. They have a concept in mind. Concept will work. They find the wrong location. The concept becomes flawed. Competition's response to it is very fast and quick. And because you're over-eager, over-enthusiastic and everything, you make service delivery falters, you fault in that, which results in poor delivery. And you've not thought it through. You've not, in your speed and your hurry, your interior and exterior, you've got the design wrong, you've got the look and feel wrong. So that will affect your product. That is one. These are the major reasons for high failures in the hospitality new products. Then you have limited market potential. You launched a product in a particular market. You which does not accept the product that much. Give you an example. In a high Gujarati client market area, locality, you launch a non-vegetarian in restaurant. You will have Gujaratis who eat non-vegetarian, but you will have limited people who will come there. So your market becomes limited. You spend more than what you estimated you would spend to build the product. Your plant costs have gone haywire, you've just gone berserk in terms of spending. You've not planned it well, you undercapitalized, you overspent, and your timing is all wrong. So let's get into the new product development concept. Innovation. Hospitality is an area where innovation is always present. So organizations have wide range of products. They have different product cycles, which are in different product cycles. Like a 5-star hotel will have 4 or 5 different restaurants. They're all 4 or 5 different products. And you have to constantly innovate. There is a decline in all products. All products have a life. Everything has a life. It's like a human being. Everything has a life. You have to constantly research. You have to find successful new products. You have to constantly invest your time and effort in understanding different markets also around you. So your concepts have to constantly evolve. So they can ensure, you know, continuous profit. I mean, to find new concept, organizations can sometimes use two, three different methods. They can acquire products that have been developed by others, which they buy it off. Like Taj acquired Starbucks. They didn't need to develop the product. The product was developed by Starbucks, got it into India, they acquired it. Bought a share in it. Or they can develop their own new products. Like lately, Taj has started Tata Quinn, which is delivery of Taj food to the houses. New products have been developed. Acquisition. You know, in hospitality, many numerous examples where people acquire different aspects with limited work experience, with limited success in terms of they develop new concepts, they develop new products based on their gut, and they just dive into it, put their heart and soul, they understand the customer's needs, and they're fresh entrepreneurs who come up with the entrepreneurial fares, and they're successful. Now, once that has happened, a larger organization can buy off the product concept from a smaller organization. Because it's established now. The person is the new entrepreneur, has worked hard, ensured that the product is there, ensured that the product creates its visibility. And then a larger organization come and buy it because they can expand it faster. They know how to leverage the brand which has been created. And their own brand image adds to it. In-house development. Product development, in-house development, in-house team of thinkers, of people who are concentrating and evaluating in the existing products at all the time, customer behaviors all the time, thinking of new concepts or new products to be coming in. They take inputs from marketing team, they hear customer voices, and they develop new products which would work. So new product development cycle is this. Idea generation is the first aspect. Then you do the idea screening. Once you generate an idea, you screen the idea. Will the idea work or not? You do a concept development from that idea. And you test the concept. You develop a marketing strategy. What will be your marketing strategy? How will you sell it? Then you do a business analysis. If I use this marketing strategy on this idea in this location, what is the business potential which it will give me? Once I have established that it is going to be profitable for me after developing all that aspect, then I do a product development. And once I've finished the product development, then I do customization as per customers and start, you know, selling the product to customers. So that's my new product development process. So if I'm launching a new product, especially when I'm launching a new hotel, what would be my launch strategy be? I would look for a soft opening rather than a hard opening. The reasons for it. The first reason for it is in a soft opening. Once I'm launching a new product, there are lots of kinks and armors which need to be, you know, ironed out. The hotel is new, everything is new, you need to check everything. So soft opening. How do you do a soft opening? You invite people on a complimentary basis, your regular guests, you get their feedback. You give it to, you invite others who are influential makers to give opinions. And you iron out all the chinks and through that aspect. This gives you an opportunity to train your staff. It allows you to, you know, iron out all the details which you were not able to iron out on paper before it opened, because it's all on paper before it opens. You train your staff, but once they start doing the work routinely is only when once they get into the habit. You test all your equipments, everything is new, so you're testing everything. And everything is tested before paying customers arrive. And then you launch after that. And usually, then you do a hard launch after that, where you're selling it to paying customers. But usually during launch periods, your sales is low because you are actually not, you're ironing out things, you're ensuring in that, you know, you get everything right and you're new in the market, so your sales is low, people don't know about you. So there's major fluctuation in demand because of that. And because it's brand new, there is problems at critical times, which you need to iron out. They will go away. They don't remain all the time. But your launch period is very important. You know why it is very important? What does a launch period allow you to do? One is iron out your chinks and armors. Once you get your service delivery right, which you will, it doesn't take much time. You keep inviting people into your hotel. They keep coming back, seeing the marked differences. They go back as satisfied customers. Sorry. They give a positive word of mouth review to everyone. They generate repeat sales for you. They talk to other people about you. So this is something which develops. And you also, as a new launch, because you have, brand new, you are paying more attention to your customer. So you are doing everything and anything to, you know, pamper him to make sure that the customer comes back again. That is what it gives you. A growth product strategy. When your product is in a growth stage, that means you've ironed out everything, you've launched it, now it has started being accepted in the market. So people have started coming into your hotel. Good word to mouth strategy is being used. People are talking to each other about your hotel. All your early adapters are coming back again. They've invested themselves emotionally into your hotel, your product. You're starting to gain patronization of your establishment. The numbers start growing. The numbers start growing, sales starts growing. But with growth also comes high pressure. With high pressure also comes pressure of delivery each and every time. So you have to keep constantly monitoring your processes. Your most successful hospitality organization are consistent with their product and with the service deliveries. As their business grows, the consistency pays. Consistency allows it to grow, creates more demand. Relationship marketing starts happening, which is long-term relationship marketing. You start building relationship with your customers. Customers start recognizing you. You know, as time goes by, while you're growing, you are yet learning. Learning never ends. You take constant feedback. That makes you enhance your product all the time. Makes you enhance your service delivery all the time. Your prices gradually grows. I mean, there is always a risk for if you grow the price immediately, you may just turn people off. So it gradually grows. Minor price adjustment, even downwards in certain cases, may be made in your menu. Certain items are not moving. You may price adjust it downwards. People feel it's a little too expensive. Depending what your customers are, those are things which will help you grow even further. Then you start, when you're growing, you start targeting new segments. You need to grow demand. You do little minor product modifications here and there. You say, okay, these people are not coming. If this section is not coming, our society is not coming to my restaurant. How do I get them? So I do that minor adjustment. Oh, Jains are not coming to my restaurant. I'll add in a little bit of a Jain menu. It's the same menu, but Jain, cooked Jain style. So yeah, to attract them. Or I'll do some other thing to attract something else. That was an example. And I constantly, you have to constantly invest in communication. Marketing communication is a key. You don't reach out to the market doesn't know you exist. Market's not going to come finding you. You have to go finding the market. You have to go to the market. You have to encourage people to talk about you. Ask them to refer guests, to refer friends. You know, it happens in every industry. You have these apps nowadays. If you refer to a friend and they buy, they give you a discount. I don't see the same policy being followed in hospitality. It should not also. But that encouragement has to be given. You may want to also expand into newer territories, newer geographies. And you build partnerships with theatres, hospitals. If you're a hotel, you're a hotel opposite a hospital. Build a partnership with the hospital so that, you know, they can refer their guests who are coming to visit to your hotel. Especially out-of-town guests. So these things are there. So you build partnerships along the way with people who can help you attain more business. Tap into different market segments. So once you've grown, you reach a mature stage. A mature stage is a stage which is the peak of your cycle. Its stage lasts, depending on product to product, sometimes for a very, very long period of time. So the mature stage cannot be timed. It depends on the geography, the product. I mean, there are certain restaurants which were built in 1912 are yet in their mature stage. There are certain hotels are yet in their mature stage. But time to time, they've upgraded themselves, but they're yet in the mature stage. Mature stage is when the market is well established. You are well known. People know about you. They talk about you. You're clearly positioned. You have a uniqueness to you. You have a valiant selling point. Sales levels are there. It is consistent. You have loyal base customers. People keep coming back to you. What happens in the mature stage is the growth is also limited. And once you've saturated the market for you, you are now trying to pick the market from your competitors. You've created your own market. Your market is now saturated. Now, can you add in more into the saturation? Probably not. Newer clients from there, but you can pluck in from your competition. So that is exactly what you do in the mature stage. There, mature hospitality also has a lot of problems. Dated concepts. Product is tired, the establishment looks tired. People are just running through and doing the same thing again and again and again and again. It becomes routinized. It becomes like clockwork. Instead of wowing customers, once a customer comes to you for 10 times, 15 times, the familiarity becomes into friendliness, the wowing factor starts going away. You start ignoring the customers. That should not happen. So that, a very keen eye has to be kept on that. Newer concepts come in, they put more pressure on you. How do you care better to your customer needs? So you have to be very careful on these aspects. You run the risk at mature state to jump into declining state at any time. So what are your strategies in a mature product? How do you market? Relationship marketing is one of it. Relationship marketing, you have to nurture, sustain loyal customers. You have to constantly wow them. You have to constantly be in touch with them. You have to give them all the familiarity factors they want. You have to go out of the way to service them. You have to constantly invest in product development, quality. You have to enhance service all the time. You have to invest in your own people. You have to ensure people don't start taking their work for granted. You have to modify your product by introducing new menus. You rejuvenate it by creating a little inner concepts, new concepts, doing different things at different timings, having food festivals, lots of things you can do. You have to reformulate your concept, and sometimes you have to refurbish your premises to relaunch the product. So give it a fresher look and feel. Your loyal customers will always come back to you. As long as you keep them engaged, they will never leave you. But sometimes on the mature stage, you do reach the declining stage. When your business starts declining, there is a lot of places where it reaches that stage. Ignorance happens. What do you aim to do? When business starts declining, you start cutting costs. The first thing you do. Every aspect of the business. You reduce staff. You make it worse. You only invest in essential repairs. You don't do redecoration, refurbishment. You're not doing any of that. So you're therefore reducing overall work quality of the product. You're using cheaper ingredients, cheaper everything. As a result, you're getting yourself cash trapped. You're paying supplies later. Supplies are not coming on time. So your product is completely in decline and you are ignoring it. That's when the product starts dying. So the best part of it is to not to ignore it, but to refurbish it, close it down or shut it down if the business is going down. Development of effective communication process. The first thing which you need to know is which is the segment you are targeting. So segmentation is very important. Which is the segment you want to come? So you segment it. Who in that segment is your target audience? What are you trying to communicate? You should know what you're trying to communicate. I'm doing a food festival. Yeah, I'm trying to communicate. What is the positioning which I want to communicate? What is the positioning which in their mind I am? And what I want to be in their mind? And then comes the messaging. Tools for the promotional mix. An effective communication and attractive communication is a key to successful communication. Also the key to your promotional mix. Middleton and Clark in 2001, they stated, they are the opinion that physical things and physical evidence in the promotional mix must also feature in the total communication effort of the hospitality, services and products. That simply means that the physical mix, physical things, your communication, if you're promoting a restaurant, the way it looks, the way the food looks, the way it's presented. So physical evidence of that should be in your promotional mix, should be in your communication. Advertising and PR are two of the classic communication tools used. What is advertising and what is PR? Advertising is basically communicating in the form of a written message or advertising a tool which is communicating a particular message. PR is public relations, so you're maintaining public relations. These are main tools. These are part of marketing campaigns. They create awareness, they create understanding, they create interest, they create motivational, they rejuvenate a market. Of the particular importance, the context of hospitality and travel, the wider promotional mix, which includes what? Sales promotions, personal selling, there's a lot of personal selling, direct marketing, direct communication, Digital marketing is huge now. Your conventional print, they come later. Your sales promotion is very important. Then comes your direct marketing, communication with all the databases you've already generated. All the guests which you have, direct marketing to them. Then your digital marketing. Digital marketing is a major tool. And then you come to your conventional methods, your TV, your print, which are more expensive also. According to ASI, its definition of marketing, advertising is as any paid form of communication addressed to the public or a section of it. Non-personal, basically you're paying for something, advertisement, it's non-personal. So that's advertising. But I add in a newspaper, it's non-personal. To influence, what is the objective of that? To influence the opinion or behavior of those whom it is addressed to. So trying to influence them, trying to dice them. And a product is anything from which forms the subject of an advertisement, which includes goods or services to a targeted audience by the company or an advertised sponsor. So that is advertising as per Advertising Council of India. It also permits the organization to repeat the message many times. Can be used to build a long-term image of a product or stimulate quick sales. And can reach masses of geographical locations. So, I mean, disperse buyers at a reasonable L to a high cost per exposure, depending on the medium used for it. So basically what it's saying is, an advertisement can be repeated time and again. It builds a long-term image in the minds of the consumer, minds of the person who's viewing the advertisement. It stimulates the mind for quick sales. And it's got mass reach. It's got mass reach, depending on you using it on social media, it's got the social media reach. You're using it on newspaper, national newspaper, it's got national reach. So depending on the medium which you use it. Although it reaches quickly, it is impersonal and cannot be as influential and persuasive as the sales team of an organization. Because it is a generic message. It is not a personal message to us. It's got quick reach. It reaches a lot of people. So there is brand awareness created. It is more of an awareness creation rather than a quick sale creation. A sale is influenced much better by a person-to-person contact. It is quicker than that. It is personal. So advertising is an impersonal method of communication. That is why a lot of brands use celebrities for advertisement. Because it gives them brand association. And advertisement mainly have one-way communication. If you're communicating to the audience, there is no reciprocity. They're not communicating back to you. So may have one-way interaction only with the audience, to which the audience response may not respond at all. And it's costly. Proves to be costly. When promotion is done through television advertisement, outdoors such as using billboards, largest expenditure on budget of hospitality companies. But having said that, hospitality companies don't use television ads, especially when they are groups, chains. It's more of a brand image creation than anything else, but the communication goes out. They use billboards, especially in localized areas, when they are selling high value items. So they are all promotional aspects which go in. Till next time, thank you very much.